time for another radio fishing. And this is Fish and Frank. And let's see, everything seems to be working right. The recording's going and the music has started. And we've got guest Robert's in the chair across from me. And I'm going to let our guests introduce themselves and their products and all kinds of cool stuff about everything. So let's go first, Chad.
What's going on, Frank? My name is Chad Perro. I've been a rep for a long time in the industry here, and we're representing Cousins Tackle and Spool Tech Lures today.
Oh, yay, and the crowd loves it. You know, it's nice having a studio audience that's so responsive to everything. Okay, guys, settle down, and your partner in crime is?
Hey, guys, this is Matt Fonestock, Cousins Tackle, Spool Tech Lures.
Ah, see that? Yes, and they like you, too. Notice, not
they're,
one boo in the bunch.
They're
not
very
one,
lively.
Not one boo in the bunch. So you did
hot
good, you know?
Hot crowd.
Yeah. Let's fix you here. There we go.
All right.
And anyway, so what's up with the rods? You guys brought some rods down and looking at some stuff.
Yep. Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about the rods. What's up with them?
Well, this is an American brand, which is really important to a lot of us here in Florida. And all across the U.S., of course, and it's called Cousins Tackle. It was brought about by Bill Buchanan and Wade Cunningham out of California. And these guys actually make the blanks in California right there. They're wrapping the rods in California. And then, of course, the snook master himself, Dave Justice, from Florida, has had a lot of input on these rods in making the A1A series specific for artificial and live bait for all around Florida. So we have everything from, a 6'6 all the way up to a 9-footer. Just about 30 SKUs running between $200 and $400. It is an ultra-premium brand.
So where's the... I know it's $200 rod. I felt them. They're beautiful. Where comes in, what is it about the rods?
What is it about the rods? A lot of times...
Is it that they're pretty?
They are pretty rods.
They are pretty rods. It's a pretty rod.
It's a pretty rod, yeah. That's for sure. But,
never thought I'd be looking at him and saying words like that. This is not good.
No.
Not good. This show is just going downhill just terribly. Okay. All right, well, back on track. Okay, so tell me about this rod.
Nobody knows about the rods right now in Florida. It's a really
big
California brand. It is special, absolutely.
Okay. Good. You thought I wasn't going to screw with you?
Yeah, they make the blanks right there in California from a really high-quality scrim material that's sourced from, their source in California that a lot of the other high-end brands are actually using. It's a very limited quantity that can actually be bought, and that quality of graphite. Which drives the price up a little bit more, and of course, since they make it right there in the U.S., we're paying American dollars for that labor, so we're supporting all of our employees in the company and trying to drive the economy like that. They're wrapping the rods right there on site. Everything is on spline. If the listeners know what that means, every rod has a natural bend that it wants to bend to.
They have a backbone just like us.
Yeah.
We can bend side to side or backwards, but our best thing is following the actual curve of our backbone.
Absolutely. And if you have a rod that you're fishing that's off spline, two instances, it'll either fail or be a little bit detrimental to your fishing.
I like how
game.
Nice you are. It'll fail. That means it's going to blow all the heck. It's going to be pieces everywhere. Life, as you know, will come to an end with that rod.
Yeah. Those rods will actually twist under load. So if you have
that's
a huge...
That's the part I don't like.
Yeah.
Is all of a sudden you're sitting there, you load up the rod, it gets real heavy, and if it's not on correctly, all of a sudden your reel's trying to go to one side or the other, and everything's just getting all messed up.
Yep.
It is a real pain. And it does take more because you actually have to put the rod in a jig of sorts, and then it's bent, and then as it turns, the backbone is marked.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to add the guides along the mark of the rod. So it does take quite a bit more rather than just kind of, throwing the guides on a rod.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a lot more labor-intensive.
It is a lot more labor-intensive.
Oh, my gosh. Surprise, Terry. There's people back here.
When that rod is twisting under load, it can actually, if the spline, for instance, is 180 degrees off, if it's on the exact opposite side of the rod that it's supposed to be on. When the rod is bending, the guides will actually bend around to the other side of the blank, which puts the blank under not only, you know, regular load, but torsional load, which is just a twisting action.
Right.
So you're not only trying to bend the rod, but you're trying to twist it. And just like if you twist somebody's arm, it hurts a little bit more. It has a tendency to break a lot more as well.
The easiest way for you to check your rod is I put it up against something hard, like a baseboard, just a little bit off the ground, because friction on the floor can actually mess it up, and put your fingers on the side you're on, and then your fingers up above that, and just pull it without holding the rod. Use just a finger about midway and a finger towards the top and pull it towards you, and you'll literally see the rod start rolling around trying to find its backbone. And sometimes you hold it, and if it's right on the floor, a lot of times I try and put it up against my shoe or something just to get it. I can get a good idea if they're close or not. But friction on the wall, friction on whatever, it can affect where the apparent spline is versus where it really is. But it does give you a good idea how close the rod is.
Absolutely.
So you're being awfully wide over there.
Yeah, well, one other thing about the spline of the rod being off, it will affect your casting accuracy as well. When the rod loads on your bat cast and then projects the lure forward, it can alter the path.
The rod will twist. Yeah, it's too fast for you to see it, but it twists in midair and it'll throw your lure 6 or 12 inches one side or the other.
Yeah. And for those of us, if you're going, you know, like fishing, spot casting, you know, sight fishing, especially like bonefish or redfish back on the flats, and you have to put that lure exactly where you need it, that can be a really upsetting thing, throwing a rod, and then it's kind of like having a gun that's a little, the sights are just a little bit off. You try and compensate for it, but it's not like having one where the sights are dead.
That's a good analogy.
So taking that into account, you got a lot of people that purchase rods really don't necessarily know, one, what they're looking for, but a lot of people have a hard time figuring out what justifies the price on different rods, from an $18 rod to a $200 rod. How can you best explain, like, the components and the real seat and all that stuff that will make it simple for the average consumer to at least gain knowledge to know what to look for and justify some of the cost price?
The simplest way that I can go on for hours here, but I'm going to give it to you in a couple minutes. We're just going to start from the bottom up. So the simplest thing to look at, first off, I always check if it's on spline. It takes 2 seconds to check that. Next step, you look at the cork quality. You know, if it's a foam butt, it's typically a little bit cheaper. If it's got nice cork, that, you know, you can look at the cork itself and see all the gaps in it where the filler is. And if it's got a lot of filler, it's typically a cheaper
quality.
Or the
rods like I had made, I use imitation cork on them.
Yeah.
That way I don't have the problem.
Yep.
But imitation cork is very easy to spot because it's smooth.
Yep.
There are no gaps and you cannot see.
You won't see the defined rings in it.
Right. You get a cork pattern to it, but you can tell it's a pattern. And we went to that on ours because natural cork is nicer, feels better, is all the way around better, but it was a lot less expensive for us than our first rods. Well, you guys went with the natural cork.
Yeah, it's sourced from Portugal, actually, and it comes from a tree. I don't know if a lot of people know that cork is actually a wood, but it's a very, very high-grade, AA-grade cork from Portugal. Costs about $1.50 a ring, and the ring is only about 3/4 of an inch, so there's a lot of your costs sitting right there in the handle. In the long run, you know, you really tend to appreciate the higher quality cork once you start fishing.
It's nice. Your rods now, say again the name of the rods.
Cousins Tackle. Cousins.
Cousins Tackle. Okay. Yep. And what's nice is it's a treat yourself rod.
Yeah.
What's up? Well, you can go in the office. I don't know why we surprised her the second time. Terry opened the door to the office and went, you know. Oh my God, there's people there. She did it again and was scared the second time. It's kind of like people on the box on the counter. When they open it the first time, it scares them. Then you wonder when they open the second time and it scares them.
Right.
Yeah, that's always interesting.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I want to touch on the name.
Go ahead.
Cousins. As Chad mentioned, the two owners of the company are Bill Buchanan and Wade Cunningham from Huntington Beach, South Los Angeles, California. And they are actually cousins.
Right.
They grew up in the fishing industry.
How far is Salina or Monterey from there?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Monterey
is
north,
to the north of there.
An hour and a half, 2 hours
north
of there.
Okay, because we just did a show. We're going to be broadcasting in Monterey and Salina, California.
Well, Cousins has recently rolled out a lot of marketing programs in Southern California, and they're getting a lot of exposure there. The brand's really catching on quick.
Cool.
These guys have been in the industry forever. They had a lot to do with Seeker and Fenwick and Shikari and a little bit with Sage.
So, like, I mean, really, really old guys.
Yeah.
They're almost as old as you are, Frank.
Almost? Yeah, that's good. If they were any older, we'd have to put them in a pasture, you know?
Well, that's not true. Your father was in here last time we were here. He was doing great.
No, my dad, he's got more energy than I do. He's nonstop. He just... He's him and the Energizer Bunny. I think, you know, I could have been adopted. I don't know where he gets the energy from.
If I may say so, he really liked the Cousins rods. I showed him about 10 or 12 SKUs. And,
no, you may not say that.
He wouldn't put them down.
No, you may not say that.
I thought he was going to walk off with one of them.
Now, that would be my dad. Now I know you're telling the truth.
Well, yeah. A couple more things to touch on the rods real quick is another thing you want to look at is the reel seat. If it's a major manufacturer, or at least a high quality reel seat, doesn't move left to right, Cousins is using Fuji, and then the guides and the wrapping. When you look at the guides, you want something that's well known, a Batson or a Fuji or something like that, and look at the threads themselves. If you can tell, a custom quality rod will have all the threads nicely put together, keeps the eyes on there really, really tight. It doesn't really break off, and the tucks for the threads will be on the downside of the rod. So when you're looking at it, you aren't looking at ugly knots all over the rod.
Gotcha.
So that's a quick rundown on a premium quality rod.
All right. We've only got just a couple minutes left here. But anyway, so you guys stopped in to see the last ever Fish and Frank Shark Sail Cat and Stingray Tournament. This is the last one we're doing. It starts in just a little while. It's about 2:37, and the sign out start at 3:30, and that's when you normally things get just a little bit nuts for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know on the very last one you're going to do, a lot of people come and get that sentimental kick in, or is it going to be it's the last one, okay, that's it, you never know if it's going to be huge or if it's just going to be tiny. It's looking like a pretty average tournament. I think we're going to end up with somewhere between 250 and 350 250 to 350 people.
Well, I'll tell you what, the fishing has been phenomenal the past few days here. We're on the full moon. Matt and I were out fishing with Dave Justice and Tony Smith, formerly of some other tackle shop around here, and we were wearing out the big snook.
Oh, Big Tony?
Yeah, Big Tony.
Oh, yeah, Tony's in here all the time.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard not to catch those big snook when you're fishing with Spooltech lures. Maybe we should talk about them another time. I don't know, but...
you could mention the Spooltech lures. That's fine.
Yeah, Dave Justice... of Florida, one of the biggest snook conquerors of all time.
The snook whisperer
has invented the Spooltech lure. It's the concealed leader technology. It's got the actually 50-pound coated leader, coated and non-coated, both but different models, inside the lure. So we're real excited about that.
So that way when the fish hits the lure, the actual hook will pull free away from the lure.
Yeah. The easiest way to describe
just
it.
Dealing with just the hook itself in the fish's mouth rather than fighting the bait all at the same time.
It's a breakaway lure that you don't lose your lead on, essentially, is what it is. The same concept as breakaway. Takes the leverage away from the fish when they're trying to jump and they shake their head, and if you got a jig head in there, it typically throws the hook. This separates the hook from the pendulum weight when the fish is shaking their head. Makes it a little bit more hard for them to shake the hook like they do so much, and Boca Grand Pass is a perfect example of that and why those guys use those breakaway jigs. Same concept.
Yeah, and you've got the 50-pound leader inside, so you can fish a little bit lighter main leader to get more strikes, and you've got the security of having the 50-pound inside of the lure, whether it's for a gill plate or a piece of structure.
You could run straight to that
lure. You could fish your mainline straight to the lure without any leader at all and get as many strikes as possible.
If you're fishing mono.
It's basically a pretty fancy swim bait. It looks very similar to a swim bait would be the best way to describe it.
Absolutely, swim bait. The top portion of the lure is hard ABS plastic,
mm-hmm.
and then the aft two-thirds, if you will, is a traditional soft plastic tail that are replaceable.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you have a hard plastic kind of front end. Inside is a spool with the leader wound up on it, the hook protruding out the bottom of the lure. So when the fish hits, he grabs it, and then the hook pulls away from the lure, allowing you to fight the fish with a heavy 50-pound test leader. And if you're only throwing 20-pound test, you have a 20-pound leader. you know, for invisibility purposes, so you could fish a lighter leader, you know, like if you're throwing 15-pound test, mm-hmm. and you have the heavy 50-pound actually at the hook, so there's no chew-through on it,
yep.
or much less chew-through.
Yep, absolutely.
And yeah, we've been fishing them for, I don't know, 6 weeks now. We've been doing very well. And actually, last time we were in here, which was Tuesday,
right.
that night we fished a secret spot not far from here. And in about
secret 41 bridge.
Yeah.
In about,
no one knows how to fish that.
2 hours, we landed 2 snook in the 20-pound range.
You have the pictures with you?
Yeah, I got the pictures. A 15-pound class, and then 2 10-pound
classes. Hold the pictures up to the microphone so everybody can see it.
Yeah, well, I'll get it.
You gotta have proof with Frank. You gotta have proof with Frank.
So anyway, now once again, because I am running. It's 2:40. I've got just a couple minutes left. We got to get out there to make sure Robert and I are out there when everybody starts lining up and all that. Okay, you go ahead, Robert. I'll be out in just a second. So, one more time, the name of the lure.
The lure is Spooltech.
Now, is there a website people can go look at this on?
There is.
Because I don't have them in stock yet.
Sure, sure. Spooltechlures.com. Now,
it's T-E-K, though. It's not T-E-C-H.
Yeah, that's right. S-P-O-O-L-T-E-K. Spooltech Lures, and the website is kind of under construction right now, but you can get there. There's a couple of videos, tutorial videos there.
As soon as ICAST rolls around July 14th here,
yeah.
you're going to see a lot of changes on the website, and that's going to be the official release date. It's in.
I know. I'm upgrading mine constantly. Everything's always a work in project. You go on one time, and all the words are in the right spot. Then you go on the next time, and they're all kind of jumbled. I have no idea. The computer gods hate me.
You know, well, you do better than most.
So, but, yeah, I'm really kind of curious to, you know, I saw those lures when they were prototypes a few years ago, and been kind of keeping an eye on them, and you guys are actually in production, out there selling them, working on it now.
Yep, absolutely.
So we're going to take a look at them and see what happens. I'm going to try and get one out and fish with it, and I'll let you guys know how I do.
Absolutely.
But the concept is great, and we're going to see what happens with that. Now, as far as the rods, one more time, what's the name of the rod company?
It's CousinsTackle.com. I forgot to add the warranty is a lifetime warranty. Your deal will take care of you if he chooses to do so.
Right. We're going to be looking at everything at ICAST and looking everything over. So right after July and August, we get our inventories done. You know, IRS, got to have all your inventories done. You know, got to pay taxes. So once we get done with our inventories, we're going to be looking at what we're going to be carrying new. And there's every chance we're going to be carrying the Cousins rods and the Spooltech lures. So hopefully we're going to have all that in August. Just a little ways from now. It seems like forever, but you know, it's a matter of a couple of weeks.
Sometimes
you know,
like 6 weeks.
Good. You know, it's hard to believe it's middle of June already.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just turned around. It was January. The season went by quick.
I know.
So anyway, we're going to be looking at all that, and by August we're going to try and have everything in stock and see where we can go with all that. And I do want to fish the lure and see what it is and get a real feel for it, because it is very unique. It's not really a crankbait. It's not really a soft plastic bait. And it's got this the hook that pulls out with the leader inside of it. And I'm really kind of curious to find out exactly how it's going to work. I want to go out and put in a couple of big fish and make sure I can't pull it apart. From everything I hear, 20-pound snook, it should hold up.
Yep. We're hoping for it. We'll set you out on your boat and see how you do.
Yeah, we're gonna get that done. Absolutely wanna. Yeah, it's kind of neat because on the picture he's showing me a picture of it right now. He's holding this big snook, and I'm gonna give him 20 pounds in the snook, but the lure is hanging about I'd say about 12 inches, 13 inches below the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's very cool. So anyway, I know Chad. I'm sorry. I can't.
Again, Matt Fonestock, Naples, Florida.
Okay, Matt. I'm sorry about that. I don't know why. I'm going to blame the radiation treatments. Once I shot radiation in my head, I mean, I'm actually happy about it because it gives me an excuse for being stupid. You know, radiation treatments. You know, okay, now I'm just stupid. But Matt and Chad, and we're going to be hearing more from them, and we're going to be working on getting the products. If you're out and about today and you'd like to talk to them, they're going to be here at the store for a while. They've got some of the rods here to look at. They're going to be showing them off, and they've got the lures if you want to see the lures. So stop in, check it out. And this is Fish and Frank. That's Matt over there. Robert took off. He's got customers, and Chad over here. And thanks for listening to Radio Fishing. We appreciate it, guys. Bye-bye.